All right. Welcome to episode 60 of Rolling with the Barons. I am your host, head coach of the Brooklyn Barons, Roland Woods. The Brooklyn Barons are a franchise with the Relocation Football League, or the RFL. To find out more about the RFL, you can go to www.relocationfootballleague.com. All right, there it will link you to all the latest news, the latest notes, the latest stats. If you want to sign up to be a coach, you can apply there. If you want to sign up for the fan Discord, you can get a link from there. If you want to sign up to try to be a player, go through the college series, see what your career could be in the RFL, you can find a link there. If you're just trying to find us on social media, whether it's YouTube, Relocation Football League, whether it's Instagram, Relocation_football_league, whether it's Twitter, RFL_sim_league, wherever you're trying to find us, man, you can find the link on the website. All right. And if you're interested in following your Barons, you can find us on Twitter and on Instagram at BaronsRFL. All right. Happy, man. Happy. It was a great win for us, man. It was a great win for us. If you did not tune in on Friday Night Lights, the Barons faced off against the Snowhawks, and we were able to defeat them with the final score being 23-16. I felt like we played very well on both sides of the ball. I feel like we were able to capitalize on being able to eliminate consistencies. It's just a lot of ways that I'm starting to look at games, man. It's a lot of ways that I'm starting to look at games, the ways I'm starting to look at teams. And just putting two and two together, man, making four, I feel like with the right math, we're capable of beating any team in this league. I'll start with the defense because I feel like that's a huge part of why we're able to be successful. Overall, I feel like we play outstanding. I'll give us maybe an 8.5 out of 10. First off, being able to hold the Snowhawks to 16 points, one touchdown throughout the game. Very, very key, man. Very, very crucial. That's not the type of team that you want to get into a shootout with. We wanted to do our best to keep the game close enough or be ahead enough to where we could still play our game. We were never down big enough to where we had to shift the play style of which we played. And I think that became very crucial, especially down the stretch. And it helped us to be able to pick up a lead, a sizable enough lead where we were able to hold on to things. So the first thing that I definitely want to do is shout out our defense. Not very, very high on the sack total as far as pass rush, but as far as rushing stats, man, I'm very, very happy with what we were able to do against Jacob McDonald. We had a feeling that he would be a key player in this game. He's been a key player for the last few weeks, being able to use him in the rush game, being able to use him in the pass. We just wanted to make sure that we did our best to kind of limit those things. Sometimes it's not so much a team staple plays as much as it is their consistencies, man. Sometimes just more so their consistency. Sometimes you might want to take away the setup before they can get to what they do. You feel me? And we just felt like this was one of those games where I guess you could say we were kind of taking away the setup. I guess you could say, nah, I'll change it. We were taking away what they were trying to set up. when we went into this game, our focus on defense was to limit the big pass, man, to limit the big pass. Sometimes you just have to think about what you believe you can do. And as a result of what you believe you can do, what would be the best number two to help that? So while you're doing what you do, what would be the weakness of that? Where would they be able to get you? And then making sure you put a little bit more effort into that. We felt like stopping the deep pass would be key. One thing about this book, since we've changed to it, this Atlanta book, is we have been very, very consistent in the run. It might not show up all the way as far as notoriety. You feel me? Notoriety of everybody seeing that we've been stopping these runs. I know against the Explorers, we have a tie away to like, I don't know, like it was under 50. It was under 50. I want to say it was like 20 yards. And I want to say the next week we had Rhodes, maybe to like 20 some yards. This week we had McDonald to like 40 some, 50 some yards. Like, we might have given up 100 yards total if you include DJ over the last three weeks. You feel me? So our defense has really stepped up, and I feel like that is very key in this game, man, being able to stop that, putting them in more situations to where, well, I guess putting us into more situations to where we can play more, we can be more balanced on the back end. You know what I'm saying? We can strengthen our counter to how people would say, hey, okay, we can't run. What should we do now? Now we can strengthen our counter. And I think we did a good job of exhibiting that against the Snowhawks, man. We wanted to take away their deep route. We wanted to take away their deep route. We thought that was a priority because we felt like on our own, we would be able to stop McDonald. We feel like on our own, we'll be able to stop McDonald. And because of that, we need to be prepared. If we have them in consistent, harder situations, you feel me, in crucial downs, we should scheme more so for how they will attack in those crucial downs. And we feel like because of that, we were able to be a lot more successful, man. Big shout out to Nolan Carroll, you feel me, making plays, you feel me. Forced fumble recovery, man. Lots of tackles, man. Lots of tackles. He's doing his thing, man. He's feeling comfortable. We got him. He came in as a 75 field general, but he also was a 75 run stopper. But field general was first. We were able to use his first attribute point on run stopper. So now his run stopper is first, but his field general is still the same at 76. But we think that will make him more aggressive as a player. We think changing those archetypes might get us more of those hits that we've seen in college. Fumble has already been forced, not necessarily off a big hit, but he's just more back to – this is the guy who led the nation in forced fumbles. You know what I'm saying? This is the guy who led the nation to forced fumble. So we just want to get him back to playing that game because that's the big reason that we got him. Being able to get one, you feel me, crucial. Hopefully that can build down the stretch so we can get him higher up this rookie of the year list, man. But we'll see, man. Big game from Nolan Carroll. Definitely a big game from our secondary. We gave up that one, that first touchdown, to give them the 7-0 lead, and that had me worried. I'm not going to lie to you, that had me worried. Because I'm thinking, like, all right, if we're already doing this, how's the game going to go? But after that, I want to say our safeties made significant plays, man. Our safeties made significant plays. We feel like that is the strength of our defense. Something that we're definitely going to have to look into going forward with the dev change of Hayden Harrell going from superstars and having having that lumberjack ability and having that deep KO ability, man. That was key. That was very, very key in our win. We wanted to make sure we weren't giving McDonald or Curry or anybody else any extra yardage, man. And as you saw down the stretch, there was a lot of big plays, a lot of big breakups, possible deep routes, but our safeties, man, our top guys were making those plays. right, we'll have to see how those plays continue as far as Hayden Harrell with him losing those abilities. Can he do those on his own, or are we going to have to make another shift? I'm not really trying to make another shift. I'm very comfortable with what we got going on. You feel me? But if we have to make a shift, we have to make a shift. So we'll see, man. We'll see. But as far as against the Snowhawks, man, very, very big key breakups, man. Very, very big key breakups. We could look at our corners. I think our corners did a good job of keeping things in front of them and not letting them get any explosive plays. I think the biggest thing that came into key with us winning this game was keeping the Snowhawks after that first drive, after that first touchdown. Our biggest thing was keeping them from making explosive plays, and they didn't make too many explosive plays. And we think because of that, we were able to stay ahead of them, man, stay in front of them, continue to grind the ball, man, and make them work a little harder, man, make them work a little harder. Just something that we've seen, something that we felt from the way they changed to the different book, running the Chiefs book, and just from the way that we look at the way the Chiefs book moves, man, it's kind of bang or bust, man. It's kind of bang or bust. And when you can eliminate those bangs, man, it's a lot of bust. You feel me? Pause. You feel me? But whatever. Whatever, bro. It was a lot of bust, man, and because of that, we were able to keep them in a lot of field goal situations. And as long as we can just keep things moving, keep them steady, because, again, we don't want to take away from their defense. You see, man, I guess I'll just switch to the offense now, since I'm already talking about it. We don't want to take away from what their defense was able to do, man. We don't want to take away from what their defense was or is able to do, man. But we felt like if we could be consistent and we could be steady, that we could get it done. We're not a team, especially from just how we've been. As I've been a coach in this league, we're not a team who can really go off of because your overall is this, that we can't win. We don't believe that. We're a strong believer in having the right player in the right place. And I think right now we have a bunch of the right players in the right place, man. On both sides of the ball, defense and offense, man. Defense and offense. First big shout out to Kenny Steele, the man of steel, man. Setting the tone, bro. Setting the tone. That's what we need every week, man. That's what we need every week. Setting the tone. Setting the tone, bro. He came out there hustling, bro. He came out there hustling. Knocking people over. Punching people to the side. Catching over people. Juking people. Like, Kenny Steele is that guy, bro. Kenny Steele is that guy. And a step up in the game is big as this man, and just keep leading the team. And that's what we want to continue to do. You see him? But for him to step up in a moment like this and just keep leading the team, we are very, very grateful, man. We are very, very grateful. And we hope that it continues. We really, really hope that it continues. I want to say, close to 100, man, that was saddening that they kept us under 100. But with him still being able to get those, the only two touchdowns we scored for the game, man, that was statement enough, man. He got them tough yards. He was good against a high-caliber team, man, and we did what we had to do. Shout-out to our O-line, man. They really, really got it down. Now, I know not having Sylvester help, but I feel like it doesn't help as much in the running game as it does in the passing game. All right. And I will say the passing game is exactly what I've been kind of saying, man. Top tier game manager type material. Brinker made the throws he needed to make. You feel me? Then the players made the plays they needed to play. Needed to make, and that's why we got a lot done, man. Big shout out to first Ryan Bricker. You feel me? We're not gonna take nothing away from Ryan Bricker. Again, I'm gonna keep saying this: when he's able to play within the flow of the offense, and we're not putting the burden on his shoulder. Like, as much as I want to be screaming Bricker magic, you feel me? Maybe the magic is gone. Even David Blaine got exposed. You feel me? Even David Blaine got exposed. Right now, man, we don't want to have to worry about no Brinker magic. You feel me? You feel me? We don't have to worry about that. Superman got movies by himself. You feel me? So we let Kenny still go out there and lead the way. But it was good for Bringer to make the read, make the play, and get it done. And it's all no picks. You feel me? It may be no touchdowns, but no picks. This is three games in a row now. No picks. All right? Just want to put that out there. No picks and we win. That's key, man. That's key. He didn't have to go out there and throw up five touchdowns, six touchdowns, or whatever. Like, we didn't need him to do that. And that's where we're trying our best to keep it at. And as long as we can play with him this way, you feel me, and keep our running game going the way it's going, keep our receivers getting open the way they're getting open, man, things will be good. And that's another big thing. Big shout out to the receivers, man. Big shout out to the receivers. First, of course, Amari. Amari didn't stink, but Amari does his thing. That's what Amari does. That's why Amari is Amari. You feel me? He went out there. He did his thing, man. Remind me back to when he first got abilities and he got that, what was it, slant elite? It was slant elite. You feel me? Right now we got short and elite. It was slant something. Slant specialist, slant elite. You saw when he hit that slant real quick. Boom. Then he took that catch. It's four defenders. He ran past all four of them. You feel me? Turned 2 to 22. You feel me? Like, listen, I ain't forgot the old days, man. I ain't forgot the old days. You feel me? I remember. I be thinking about this for all of my players all the time. I remember their story, where they came from, where they been, man. Like, I'm never going to take that away from him. I'm not going to take that away from Amari. He need that short and elite because that's his thing. You feel me? Then if you put that on top of the slot-o-matic, you feel me? Which has been another thing that people have really been talking about, the Amari and the slot. The whole basis of that move, and I'll explain it, the whole basis of that move was because Marcus Young is our slot receiver. You feel me? But he has to, out of our top three, him, Q, and Amari, he has the lowest release. That's why he's really in the slot, because they're all the same size. They're all 6'3". You feel me? So that's why he's really in the slot. But just from the way Madden has progressed, there was a time in Madden where the slot receiver would never get pressed. You feel me? But now, just the way receivers line up and all of those kind of things, man, whenever the slot receiver is on the line, like on the line of scrimmage, we put Amari in that spot because he has the best release on our team. And I wish you would try to press Amari with a slot corner, because it's not too many slot corners in this league who's really pressing like that. It's not. You feel me? And then off the rebound of that, you feel me, whoever is the outside receiver to the side of him is usually off of the line. You feel me? So then we put Marcus Young in that situation because he's our yak guy. He's not a guy that we're coming out here expecting to run the super route, beat your number one corner, and blah, 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 blah. No. He's a guy, short pass, get the extra yards. He's our rat guy. He's our rat guy. We try to get him in space so he can make plays with his legs. You feel me? Just like more so when we switch over to Q on the other side, he's our possession guy. It's like you could say Marcus Young is more so like, I know he's not a receiver, but he's kind of like Marcel Sproles, you feel me? Like, you want to get him the ball in space, you feel me, and just let him go to work. And it's just so many different ways that we can get the ball in his hand and let him get to work, you feel me? But then when you look over at Q, Q is like Mike Williams, you feel me? Like, he might not always make the breakaway play, but he has the potential to make it. But one thing that we do know is he's going to go up there and try to get that catch, and more likely than not, he's going to get it. You feel me? Whether it's tough in coverage, you feel me, over the middle, going up top over people's head. And like, if you got that tough catch, man, there's times where we can go to Q-Pop for that tough catch, man. Lots of times, consistently. Those are the type of plays that he makes. And that's why we have him there. And then we got our Keenan Allen, you feel me, and Amari. You feel me? We got our Keenan Allen and Amari. We got Antonio Gates and Patrick Bain. You feel me? You already know Kenny's LT. You feel me? I know he wasn't talking about the rushing. You feel me? But you already know Kenny's LT. Whatever you need him to get to do, he'll get it done. You feel me? Like, that's how we're approaching this, man. That's how we're approaching it, man. And we were just able to get a lot out of Young, and I figured that we would just from the play style, man. Just from the play style, the ways that we could attack. It doesn't necessarily have to be blow you out the water stats. It's just when we needed it, we got it. And shout out to Marcus Young, man. Shout out to Marcus Young. All right. And then, of course, Amari. 105, you feel me? I think he finished with 105. No end zone trips, you feel me? But a lot of big plays, man. A lot of big plays, a lot of big catches, because that's the type of game we're just playing. It's not like the Snowhawks have a lackluster defense, bro. Their defense is highly rated, too. They might not get as much credit as their as their offense, because their quarterback is like a 90. He's at least a 96. You feel me? He's at least a 96, so that's why he's getting it. He was a 99, and that's the thing. He was a 99. Like, he was the X Factor. There's a lot with that. You feel me? Like, I understand why that side of the ball gets as much credit as it does, but it doesn't take away from the fact that when I always think about if I got the best safeties in the league, the first person I think about is him, because he got Casey Lott and Victor Steele. Then he got Draymond Deere. He got all these young linebackers, and they playing way above their overall. You feel me? Luckily, we didn't see Sylvester. Like, it's not like their defense is trash. You feel me? Like, so us being able to still put up points and stay ahead of them, man, that's crucial to us, man. That's very, very crucial to us. Of course, once again, the man is still. You feel me? Once again, the man is still, that's what he has to do. Even in the passing game, man, he's just a chain mover. You feel me? He's just a guy who gets it done. When you need it done, he gets it done. Nine times out of ten, he gets it done, man. He's just a guy that we believe in, man. He's just a guy that we believe in. The old vet, Patrick Bain, making those key plays. He still got it. It's not, get off me, young boy. Get twice with him. Get off me, young boy. You feel me? That should have been the first. That should have been the first. But it is what it is. We had a few missed passes that could have changed the whole score of this game. Excuse me, sorry. That might be for the best that it didn't happen, though. You feel me? But it is what it is. I told my mans, I gave him a week. And then the biggest thing, the funniest thing between, just an inside joke between me and him, The roughing the punter penalty to end the game, to me, was like the cherry on top. I know he's going to hear that and he's going to be mad. He might not talk to me for another couple of days. You feel me? Because, listen, that's my dog, bro. That's my dog. And I understood. I knew how it was going to be. Because it's a lot going on, bro. We all under a lot of pressure, bro. We all under a lot of pressure. It's just how you... It's just how you manage it, for real. We all under a lot of pressure. It's just a matter of how you manage it, man. And I'm really particular in managing my pressure and silence, bro. I feel like when I'm quiet, you should be more concerned than when I'm talking. You feel me? And I be trying to tell people this, and people don't really understand it, but I'm not a teacher. You feel me? It's not my job to make you understand anything. I can only tell you what I know. You feel me? But since we already on that vibe, you feel me? I can only tell you what I know. I know that at 6 o'clock on Friday, 6 p.m. on Friday, we will be playing the Houston Gunners. You feel me? I want to say it's in Houston. I'm not absolutely sure. I just know, you feel me? Gunners, Barons, now I gotta look it up. Hold on, give me a second. Now I gotta look it up, because it might actually be, hey, look at me, since I'm already scouting, I'm already on their page, you feel me? Come on, back. All right, boom, what's this? It is, come on, Neon, let's get us there. Let's get us there, Neon. I bet. This should be it. I bet. All right, now they in Brooklyn. All right, we are hosting the Gunners. You feel me? Now, it hasn't really been too well when we've been hosting people. You feel me? But we about to turn that around. We're definitely about to turn that around. This is the game. I'm more worried about this game than I'm worried about the last two games. You feel me? Which is unfortunate. Which is unfortunate. We do have our plan of attack. We do know what we want to do. Because this is a CPU team, I feel a lot more open about talking about it. You feel me? We feel like their tendencies are a heavy run and a heavy deep pass. And we feel confident enough that we can stop their run. You feel me? We feel confident enough that we can stop their run. All right, the biggest thing is going to be us stopping, not letting these short passes off the deep passes or off the quick hitch or whatever, not letting none of those really break for nothing, you feel me? Because they have guys who can kind of break it open a little bit, you feel me? They got a couple guys. All right, but we feel like if we can eliminate or we can be more successful, you feel me, against their deep passing game and crucial situations, because we feel like we'll stop their run and put them in those situations, that we could be successful. We should prioritize that. So that was the type of training that we went with as far as defending them. As far as attacking them, again, kind of new on the playbook, man, just going off of what I would do if I used it, because it was a playbook that I considered using, and because of that, I kind of have an idea of how to stop it, and that's kind of what made me not want to use it. You feel me? I feel like, especially with them just trading a corner, this might be a team that we could attack deep. We're not saying that they don't have any pass rush, because they have Stanton. You feel me? They have Cage who could blitz. You feel me? They have lots of guys who could come in and make plays, man. But we just feel like our wide receiver core matches up well with their secondary, man, that we should still be able to be effective. But it won't take away from the fact that we're still going to run this ball consistently, bro. And you're going to have to stop it. The one thing that could be a downfall is if it leads to too much play action. I don't expect it to, because we run more of a zone scheme than a power scheme, so I expect a little less play action. But if it runs into a lot of play action, it could cause us problems. You feel me? But I feel like we should be able to consistently attack this defense deep, man. I feel like we should be able to consistently attack this defense deep. They just got rid of X-Factor corner. Mixon is older and shorter. It's just matchup-wise, I feel like we could win it. And that would be our best way to win. And the best thing to emphasize that we don't feel like we'll already be dominant. All right, so we'll see, man. We'll see how that goes. But, man, time is short. Another around 30-minute pod, but the guy go in here and start getting to work. I'm actually late. I don't even want to hear him. I don't want to hear none of that. So we'll see how it goes, man. See you in Brooklyn. Gunners, Barons. Yes, sir. I feel like this could be three, man, but this could also be the game that sends us that snaps it all, man, because this is a tricky team. It's like a mirror. We're both teams that's turning around. We started off garbage, you feel me? And now we're here. Now we're looking like possible cream of the crop. You feel me? But are we cream of the crop? But are we cottage cheese? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on out here? Like, what's really happening? But we'll see, man. We'll see. See you Friday, 6 p.m. All right. And as always, protect the crown. Okay. Earn your stripes. Okay. Gorilla Gang. Yes, sir. Gorilla Gang. We look alike, the Gorilla Gang. The gorillas is gorillering. Yes, sir. But last but not least, go Barons.